is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Today's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012. Broadcasting live in the Ozark Mountains, Missouri. Studio A. The classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. You know, there are events that we control. We can control some events, and there's some that we cannot control. And a solar storm is an event that we cannot control. However, we can protect ourselves from some of the effects of solar storms and electromagnetic pulses. Today, our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails. So we're going to talk about EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, and solar storms with Matt Stein. Matt Stein is a senior USAprepares.com survival instructor. He's a best-selling author on preparedness, an MIT engineer, and he is in the classroom with us today. When disaster strikes and when technology fails, and if you would like to call and talk to Matt Stein, 855-600-4261, 855-600-4261. And there's a link to Matt Stein on the website, page one, usaprepares.com. And as I've said before, welcome, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Vince. It's always a pleasure being on your show. And I just love to chat with you and glad to be here.
Matt, I don't know if our class knows, but probably all of the entire class doesn't know, but you and I are friends, and we become friends by being on the radio and talking offline, and you've been at the Get Prepared Expo, and you spent about 4 days here in Springfield, Missouri, and you had a outstanding reception of interested students that were standing room only in your seminars, three seminars, standing room only at the Get Prepared Expo. They were so interested in what you had to say, not only because you were describing the situations, but you had the answers as to what to do about those situations, including electromagnetic pulses.
Yeah, it was really a pleasure being there, and I felt like I could provide people with valuable, practical how-to information that, you know, they're so hungry and saying, we know these problems are out there, and, you know, how can we prepare and how can we be ready to deal with them? Are you there, Vince? Did I lose you?
You know, Matt, they give me a whole bunch of controls here, and they shouldn't. Sometimes there are too many buttons for Vinny to handle. But as you were leaving for the airport to go back to the West Coast,
right,
we talked about some books that, you know, so many people wanted your autograph on a copy of your book. So you left two different books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes, and you autograph them. And so if anyone would like them, they're available right from us at usaprepares.com. If you go to the website, usaprepares.com, you can find those books. And there's no additional charge for shipping. Shipping is included, and they are autographed by Matt Stein. Just like the copies that I have here in the studio are autographed, you can have one too. And this is kind of a limited thing. Matt, you really don't sign a lot of your books, do you?
No. I mean, most of the time I'm here in my office, and books are sold through Amazon or bookstores, and so I don't sign them. And so this is an opportunity to get a personally signed copy. And certainly on the occasion when I'm at a big expo like yours, which I think I'm only going to do three this entire year, then I'll sign books. But the rest of the time, no, I'm here, you know, doing my work, my engineering work and design work, and doing my radio shows. So I'm not out there signing books.
Well, let's talk about just the price, and let's talk about what else you do. If you'd like a copy of When Disaster Strikes, shipping included, autographed, to your door, U.S. mail, $24.95. Now, that is the cover price, but shipping is included, and it's autographed. And if you'd like a copy of When Technology Fails, that's available, $34.95, shipping included, ready to go to your door, U.S. mail. So, Matt, let's talk about you do some really exciting engineering. You're a consultant. You help companies that are, you know, in place, and you are an expert witness too, aren't you?
Yeah, I do. I've done about 30 years of product design development. I have a dozen patents to my name. And my website for that I don't usually give out in the air, is stein-design.com. It's Stein Design with a dash in the middle. And that talks about my product design development and my green building. But, you know, in this economy, I'm really not building much these days. And mostly product design. But I've also been an expert witness a number of times on patent litigation and some on product liability cases. And so those are areas of my expertise that I do as well. So I'm not just a guy who writes survival books. You know, I have the MIT side of me, which was quite helpful for putting together When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes, because all my research skills and writing skills and I grew up in the backcountry in Vermont, and parents got me skiing and hiking and camping from the time I could walk. So it all comes together to help people out, and that's really what I'm about, is trying to help people in the world do their best to deal with these changes that are coming in. No matter whether you like them or not, you're going to have to deal with them.
You're absolutely right. Matt, when you before we get into the electromagnetic pulses and solar storms, are you willing to share with us some of the exciting things that you may be up to? I don't even know what some of them may be, but are you willing to share some projects that you're working on?
Yeah, there's some of the projects, I do some water filter design, and I do various other plastic parts. But recently I've been contacted by two very exciting companies, and both of these companies just so happens are working on real cold fusion or low energy nuclear. It's more like nuclear transmutation. Now, when you hear nuclear, people get really scared, but this is not anything that gives you harmful byproducts. It's kind of nuclear along the lines of your smoke detectors in your house that have, mm-hmm. you know, small alpha particle sources. They're not really dangerous. It's sort of along that level. But what these do is they have the potential for solving our energy problems. And one of these companies on top of that has developed a radical battery technology. And we're working right now to get investors and help take it to the world, because this guy, Dr. Nelson Camus, the nephew of the Nobel laureate, Albert Camus from France, he's developed an amazing new battery technology that takes lithium batteries a giant notch forward. And it would basically, if we could start making these in mass production, it would make total electric cars like viable tomorrow. And it would replace all the high-end battery technology in the world. And he's also developed a low-end battery technology based on organic chemistry that would replace all the throwaway alkaline batteries. So you'd have a battery that knocks the socks off of every alkaline battery, but you could recharge it about 20 times before you'd have to throw it away, and it'd be cost the same as an alkaline battery. So he's developed these technologies to wipe out all the high-end lead acid and you know, batteries in your cell phones and your chargers and electric cars and hybrids on the one end, and then to also replace all the battery technology, the throwaway technology in the lower end. So pretty amazing stuff, along with the low-energy nuclear, along with, I mean, the guy's amazing. He's like a super genius. He designed the sound system for Pink Floyd's The Wall tour, and so he's developed these, you know, totally new technologies for speaker technologies. He's developed, like, a sugar-based modified sweetener that's like super sweet, that's very low glycemic index. I mean, the guy's just amazing how he's developed all these things in different areas. So that's some very, very exciting stuff that I'm working on right now. And we're just trying to get the funding so we can take it to the world. I mean, it'd be wonderful. And organic LED lights. Imagine this. These are totally dimmable light bulbs. They could replace all the fluorescents in the ceiling and regular light bulbs. Totally dimmable, full spectrum, and they last for like 200,000 hours. Now, a typical light bulb lasts 750 hours. So this is more than 200 times as long as a light bulb. This is 10 times as long as a high-quality compact, actually 20 times as long as a compact fluorescent. And it's, depending on the quality of the LED, it would be 4 to 10 times as long as the LED lights that are currently out there for roughly the same price. And so just amazing technologies that can really benefit the world in terms of helping us to live more sustainably and not sacrifice our lifestyle too much.
You know, Matt, when you talk about some of these compact fluorescent lights and some of these LED lights that are in existence today, what I find is the electronics that power them don't last as long as the device itself. For example, if you have a LED compact light, if it's upside down with the base up, they don't last anywhere near as long as they do with the base down. So what we're doing is we're using existing fixtures, and we're modifying the lights to work with the existing fixtures. So if we would say, okay, let's forget the existing fixtures and let's come up with a new design and produce them, these devices would last so much longer. So I'm all excited about a 200,000 hour light. I mean, that's a buy one and forget it. That's
right. It's a buy one and forget it, and they're 100% dimmable. So imagine, like, if you got a big factory of lights, and you can install these with motion detectors, you can dim them down to the point where you still have enough light to see if you needed to evacuate through the room. But when there's nobody in the room, they'd essentially have almost zero output. So you could take a factory, and when people aren't in the rooms, you keep the rooms dimly lit and ascent for almost zero, like nothing going out. And then when they're on fully, then they're still only producing, you know, consuming like a quarter of what a compact fluorescent does. And they last essentially forever. I mean, you put them in and you forget about them.
Yeah, not only that, you only need one model. You don't need 50 different output sizes. I'm Vin Finelli, Matt Stein, When Technology Fails, When Disaster Strikes. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with me today, and we're talking about when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Two fabulous books. I keep them in the studio with me at all times, class. I am not kidding. They are the two most important books that I know of in preparedness. They are manuals on what to do. I've got a question, Matt. I've never asked you this, but here goes. Would you consider nuclear energy safe?
Would I consider nuclear energy what?
Safe.
Safe.
You know, safe. S-A-F-E.
Not in its current configuration that it's around the world. I mean,
yeah. We've
had Chernobyl, we've had Fukushima, we've had the meltdown at Three Mile Island. And we have the problem of what do we do with the stuff? I mean, there's an amazing movie called Into Eternity, and you can see the trailer for it and the write-up on it at IntoEternityTheMovie.com. And it's a documentary showing a construction project in Finland. Mm-hmm. And they're designing this hard rock deep earth depository to last 100,000 years to store the nuclear waste. Now, right now, we have no permanent repository anywhere in the world for nuclear waste. They're storing all this stuff in what's called spent fuel ponds, like 30-foot deep ponds of water. And they have to keep those ponds constantly cooled, or else they'll boil dry and the fuel rods will overheat and start burning like nuclear torches. Like the stuff that they encase these rods in, called zirconium, burns like magnesium fire when it gets too hot. So if they don't keep them constantly cool for 3 to 5 years after decommissioning a reactor core, then they'll overheat and they'll melt down and they'll burn like torches and you have Chernobyl kind of situation. So I don't see how you can call that safe. Now, there are thoughts that a, quote, thorium reactor might be safe, but Arne Gundersen, who's number one in his class in RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in nuclear engineering, and was senior VP of nuclear energy services in Danbury, Connecticut, before he blew the whistle on some unsafe practices, and they basically bankrupted him, and now he's a anti-nuclear advocate. But you can trust the words out of his mouth because, you know, he lived, ate, and slept in nuclear for, you know, the last 40 years of his life, and the guy really knows his stuff. And it's just, you know, so there are options that might be safe, but Arnie says that thorium reactors has their own sets of problems. So even though on the internet they say like thorium is the answer to our energy problems, we've got enough thorium for the next 400 years, and it doesn't provide high-level radioactive waste like plutonium and uranium reactors do. So there may be some nuclear options, or the guys I'm working with are low-energy nuclear devices, which is more like cold fusion, probably more accurately described as nuclear transmutation, and they don't provide any really dangerous toxic byproducts, and they're extremely promising for solving the world's energy needs. So I think nuclear as it's currently done in the world is totally unsafe, in my opinion, but there are maybe future options that are safe. Problem is being smart enough to know which ones are safe and which ones are really not safe, because they told us the stuff is safe and it's obviously not.
Yeah, and Matt, the reason I asked you that that open-ended question is because I totally agree with you. I don't think, in its current condition, nuclear energy is safe. And Matt, we have we created many of our own problems, such as groundwater contamination by nuclear reactors. The Yankee plant, Chernobyl, Fukushima, they've all created groundwater contamination problems. And I'd like to link that to adding to that mix, that toxic, potentially terminal mix, solar and EMPs. But since you mentioned Three Mile Island, I'd like to share a quick story before we talk about solar and EMPs. I lived on the East Coast, and we were a couple hundred miles from Three Mile Island, downwind.
Wow.
And when it went off, I was watching television like everybody else was. It's safe. It's just steam. They're only releasing steam. It's perfectly safe. There's no radioactivity whatsoever in the releases. And that's what was going on for days. And I said to my wife, I don't believe it. So we're going to tape the windows. We're going to seal the windows. We're going to put stuff in all the cracks. And we're going to prevent the air from entering our home. And we're staying home. Matt Stein, Vin Finelli. We'll be back and I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a couple minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Matt Stein's with me today, and we are talking about when technology fails and when disaster strikes. And I was mentioning that I used to live on the East Coast, and downstream or downwind from Three Mile Island, which was in Pennsylvania. And we were told on television and radio reports that they were going to, the authorities were going to release some steam from the damaged reactor, and it was okay. It was just steam. There was no radiation that was going to be released, and I didn't believe a word of it. So we lived in a house, a brick house that was built in the 1940s at the time, colonial, and there were plenty of air leaks in around the windows and under the doors and so forth. And so we stuffed all of those with cloth, and we taped as many air leaks as we could. And we stayed indoors for days during these releases. And everybody thought we were absolutely nuts, because everybody knew from the news that it was perfectly safe. And what's to be afraid of when just steam is being released? 10 years later, I was watching a news report, and there was a man in the front yard of his neighborhood house, kind of like suburbia. and he picked up a dandelion leaf, and the camera focused in on it, and he held the end of the leaf at the tip of his fingers with his arm stretched out, and the other end of the leaf was at his shoulder. So this was a 3 foot long dandelion leaf. Obviously, it was a mutation. And the report went on to say that everybody in the neighborhood, everybody in this downwind neighborhood, which was close to Three Mile Island, had some form of cancer, either leukemia, lymphoma, skin cancer, throat cancer, some kind of oral cancer, stomach cancer, intestinal cancer. And so the point is that, you know, when I hear these reports of safety, I absolutely, positively don't trust a word of it. So that's my story, Matt, and you and I don't think I've ever discussed that.
Well, you know, and in Chernobyl, the official reports focus on like the 250 guys that died short term and maybe 10,000 workers who did cleanup work that died or were crippled. But recently, the Russian Science Society or something like that, you know, the big guns in Russia did an epistemological study. In other words, they looked at the statistics of various areas downwind from Chernobyl versus statistics of cancer and death rates in other areas. And they've come to the conclusion that long term there was a million deaths, premature deaths from Chernobyl, and 3 million people sickened with long term health problems. They call it the Chernobyl AIDS. People are totally disabled. They can't work. They can't function. They're just sick as a dog all the time, and they got no energy, like chronic fatigue, and they get sick from everything that comes by. And they say in the villages downwind that Chernobyl necklace is common, and what that is a string of thyroid tumors around the neck. They call it the Chernobyl necklace. And stillbirths, there's something like a huge 25-30% stillbirth rate. And, you know, this is large areas. This is not just a couple little isolated villages. This is large areas to kill a million people prematurely and sicken 3 million people, basically ruin their lives. You know, that's a lot of people. And in Japan, in the spent fuel ponds, right now on the two blown up reactors, reactor 3 and 4, each of those two spent fuel ponds has roughly 10 Chernobyls worth of spent fuel rods sitting in them on top of these buildings. If you go to washingtonsblog.com, Washington with an S at the end, and just Google Washington's blogs and spent fuel ponds, all four words, you'll see these really shocking pictures of the destruction at Chernobyl. And you see before and after pictures of all the machinery that's supposed to unload these fuel rods. Because you see, people, fuel rods don't last forever. They need reloading every year or two. They start losing power. And they're still highly radioactive. They're just not great for generating megawatts of power. So they got to take those rods out and they got to put them somewhere. And typically they just have a giant crane with mechanical linkages that reaches into the water cores, water cooled cores in the reactor, and unload the rods into and keep them submersed in the giant water tank. And this crane lifts it up and lowers it down into the spent fuel pond, 25 foot deep pond that's right next to the reactor, typically on top of the reactor. But remember, you can put spent fuel ponds on top of reactors because reactors never fail, right? They never fail. And those engineers are so smart that they can prevent any possible failure from happening. So they build these spent fuel ponds right on top of the reactors because reactors never fail. Well, we have two fuel ponds precariously perched on buildings that have been blown to pieces, and they each have 10 Chernobyls worth of fuel. And if those fuel ponds go dry, then the reactor core rods will overheat and start melting and start going critical, and they start burning like a torch. They're encased in zirconium. Mm-hmm. And you can't just encase these things in steel because the steel gets brittle and falls apart from the high level of radiation. So you got to have special metals in there. And zirconium does handle the high level of radiation of those fuel rods, but it burns like magnesium. If you ever, you know, were in chem lab as a kid and you burned a piece of magnesium foil and you had to shield your eyes, you'd burn your eyes, it's so bright. Well, each of those fuel rods is encased in stuff like that. So when they overheat, when they lose their water cooling jacket because it boils away from a power loss or, you know, some kind of failure in the grid long term, like an EMP or solar storm, then all of a sudden those rods boil dry and they overheat and they start burning like Roman candles, and you have tons and tons of radioactive debris burning in this radioactive fire and spewing its stuff all into the atmosphere to go all around the planet, just like happened at Chernobyl. Only there's 10 Chernobyl's worth in spent fuel pond 3, 10 Chernobyl's worth in spent fuel pond 4, precariously perched on buildings that have been blown up by hydrogen explosions from the failed reactor cores. And they're in the seismic zone, and they're talking a 3-year project to invent the robots that can handle the level of radiation to start removing the debris in the fuel ponds to start getting to the fuel rods so they can actually put them in a safer storage place. So here we've got a 10-year project to first 3 to 5 years is designing the and inventing the new equipment that can handle the radiation to do this, and then another 5 years of salvage work to get rid of all the debris in these fuel ponds and start taking the fuel rods out. So you're talking two giant fuel ponds perched on top of blown-up buildings just waiting for the next earthquake to happen and a 10-year project to actually unload the dangerous stuff out of them. So chances that these fuel ponds will be around in 10 years when they finish that project are pretty slim, that an earthquake won't come along and cause them to fail and start burning in the meantime. So you're looking at a serious situation. Now, if these two fuel ponds went up and it was so radioactive and they just simply evacuated the site, you actually have 85 Chernobyl's worth of radioactive material because there's 6 fuel ponds total and 5 reactor cores sitting on site at Chernobyl. And so there's dry casks on site also. So you have roughly 85 Chernobyl's worth of material on site. Now, people have said, like Arne Gunderson, that said he would go to the Southern Hemisphere if they go up. Helen Caldicott, the foundation who founded the Physicians for Social Responsibility, said she'll move back to Australia if they go up, get a one-way ticket for her and her family. Personally, I think that the only likely strategy that Japan would have is to run suicide missions like they did in Chernobyl to encase the reactors in millions of tons of earth and concrete. They call it a sarcophagus, a concrete sarcophagus that they built around Chernobyl to try and contain that stuff. Now, it's not perfect. I mean, Chernobyl's cracked and it's leaking some to the atmosphere and some to the water system, but it's a whole lot better than when it was burning uncontrolled before they put the sarcophagus on it. So this is our, quote, safe nuclear power, and that yeah. We're saying it's totally safe. Don't worry. Everything's okay. The engineers have it right. We made a few mistakes at Chernobyl and Fukushima and Three Mile Island, but don't worry. We got it under control. We will never make another mistake like that again, right?
Right. You know, Matt, you probably remember Parade magazine. It was an insert magazine on many of the Sunday newspapers.
Sure.
You know, and well, I have somewhere in at the farm here in a box a copy of Parade magazine with a picture of a newborn horse, a foal, and it has 8 legs, and it was from the former Soviet Union, downwind from Chernobyl. So that just shows, I mean, how do you get an 8-legged horse? So it's an anomaly, and it was traced back to being downwind of Chernobyl. So here we have science telling us nuclear power is great. We absolutely know that that is not the case. I've seen two instances. You know, one is this dandelion leaf, and the other is this newborn horse. And I'd like to tie all this, Matt, to solar storms and EMPs and the nuclear power generation system with the grid. Because when you put all of that together,
right,
we have the potential for a life-ending scenario,
That's correct. Life on Earth ending scenario.
That's what I mean.
Potential. That is correct. Okay, so I'll start with Fukushima. So the earthquake, according to Japanese authorities, the earthquake itself did not cause the Fukushima failure. What it is the earthquake took the grid down, and every one of the world's 442 nuclear reactors currently operating are designed to disconnect from the grid when the grid goes down and go into automatic emergency shutdown mode, start cooling themselves off. But this is a process that takes time. It's not like flipping a light switch in the wall. So Fukushima earthquake hits, grid goes down. Immediately, the three of the six reactors were operating. One was had no fuel in it. It was being ready for refueling. And two others were in cold shutdown to get ready for refueling. So only three were operating, and the three operating ones did melt down. So what happens is the tsunami comes along roughly 20 minutes later, wipes out the backup generators and battery banks that were keeping the cooling systems going when the grid went down. And so then between 15 and 2 hours later, the reactor cores melt down and become, and have failed, and those reactors are junk, like Three Mile Island will never be used again. But in Three Mile Island, they only had a partial reactor core meltdown from 15-minute loss of cooling. But at Fukushima, the cooling was gone. I mean, it was days, and so those reactors are toast. Okay, so now we'll tie it to solar storms and EMP after the break.
Matt Stein, Vin Minnelli, USAPacific.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Matt Fite with me today, and we're talking about radioactivity, nuclear reactors, and there is a huge, huge potential to wipe out life as we know it, including us, on the planet. And that is the combination of nuclear reactors, spent fuel rods, active fuel rods, solar storms, and EMPs. Class, if you're interested, we have a few books left, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails. They are here at USA Prepares. Matt Stein signed them. They're all brand new, and they are priced to include shipping at the cover price of $24.95. That includes shipping for When Disaster Strikes. It's 375 pages, autographed by Matt Stein. And When Technology Fails, 493 pages, $34.95. Both of them include shipping in the price, and they are both autographed. We have a few. We do not have a lot. And this is something that Matt Stein did, for, I think, probably for the first time, sign them and have them ready to go. And if you'd like one or both, you can just go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, our website, and they're available at the store tab. You just click on it, you can buy them, and we'll ship them right out. Matt Stein, I was bragging about our producer, Alex, in Minnesota, and last night when we were talking, isn't he great?
Oh, yeah. Nice and smooth. Everything works great.
Matt Stein, let's continue with this, what we're talking about. It is just, it's a very scary
okay.
set of...
Yeah, we only got a few minutes left, so I'll try to go quick. So, back in 19... The world gets hit by major solar storms every now and then. Last 150 years, we had about 100 significant solar storms. So what is that? The sun kind of, it's called a coronal mass ejection. The sun sort of burps, and a bunch of highly charged plasma goes flying out at hundreds of thousands of miles per hour into space from the sun. And somewhere between like 12 hours and 5 days later, if it's aimed towards planet Earth, it hits the planet Earth, and it hits our upper atmosphere, and it kind of starts charging it up like a generator. And we get this electromagnetic effect on our world from a solar storm. Now, most of the time, it just provides some cool northern lights and, you know, lights up the sky real pretty in the far north or far south places on the planet, kind of close to the poles, and no big deal. And maybe they got to reroute some planes like they did a couple months back over the North Pole. But, you know, life goes on. Well, back in 1921 and back in 1859, there were two extreme solar storms that, if they happened today, would instantly shut down the worldwide grid over most of the industrial, highly populated zones of our world. the deep tropical zones would be least affected. And so, you know, places like India and Malaysia and Singapore, you know, in Mexico might come out okay, especially if they can disconnect from the grid from their neighbors to the north and to the far south. But the problem is that when the storm hits, it induces thousands of amps and thousands of volts in our, we have 200,000 miles, nearly 200,000 miles of high voltage lines connecting the grid in the United States alone. And these act like a giant antenna. So when the solar storm hits, it like fries, it induces these currents that fry major transformers that our grid is 100% dependent upon for functioning. So the problem is these transformers are like 25 feet tall, 300 tons each, and tens of millions of dollars each, and there's a three-year waiting list, and they're custom-made for each application. Three-year waiting list to get a single one. So if one or two go down, we can handle it. But we're talking like 350 in North America alone, 2,000 in the world. That's like 10 years world manufacturing capacity to replace those. So all of a sudden, it's lights out for a long time. Now, lights out for a long time is bad enough. You know, mass chaos, stock market collapses, government and, you know, martial law, all that good stuff. But the problem is that our nuclear power plants are suddenly without power, just like Fukushima was. And they only have a week's worth to a month's worth of backup fuel on hand. But we're talking lights out and no fuel supplies coming for months to years. So you're talking hundreds of Fukushima-like events happening around the planet and possibly the end of the world. Good news is, for the price of a B-2 stealth bomber, we could fix it. Bad news is, they haven't fixed it yet. And what are they doing? Just waiting for the next storm? Like they were waiting to fix the levees around New Orleans before the town went away in Hurricane Katrina? So, folks, get out there. Wake up. This is talked about in When Disaster Strikes. Wake yourself up. Do something about it. Talk to your congressman. We can save the end of the world only if we get off our you-know-what and take some action.
Matt Stein, Vinfinella, USAPreparedness.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.